It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here are those two wild and crazy gardening guys, Dwayne Hasted and Terry Overlander, ready to take your questions at 598-7301 or 598-FM92.
Well, it's that time of the year again. Time for the Gardening Corner with Dwayne Hasted from Heather Nursery and Floral. And starting a little late this year, I was just checking. Last year we started April 27th, but we had a little earlier spring last year than this year. And spring was delayed for quite a while there in April, wasn't it, Dwayne?
It sure was, Terry. Yeah, we had a lot of snow there, 22 inches or whatever. But you know what? Got to let that go. It sure is nice out today. It's gorgeous. A little cooler, but it's very, very nice out, so it's definitely planting time.
Yeah, boy, things are greening up fast. The leaves are just popping out on the trees. I've got some pear tree, apricot trees already bloomed, and pear trees are blossoming right now, and it won't be long before the cherry trees and the apple trees and plum trees are blossoming too. And, of course, we want to remind those that do have fruit trees, don't spray them while they're blossoming.
Exactly. And talking about fruits and trees and all those trees you just mentioned, we do still have bare root trees left available in Montevideo. And if you're looking for a deal on some trees, there's a new apple tree out called Kindercrisp, which has similar parentage to Honeycrisp, or Honeycrisp is one of the parents of Kindercrisp. So the new apple out this year, I would strongly suggest people planting that one around here. It's very hardy, great apple. The red apple.
And
I
was going to ask you on that particular apple, is it an early variety or a later variety, or when does that?
It's a mid-season variety.
So it'd be late September, October?
Yep. If you want an earlier variety that's good for, it's a Minnesota apple, I would get Zest Star. Okay?
That one's August.
I'd like to encourage people to give us a call, though, Terry. We should explain the show a little bit.
Okay, yeah, we should do that. I kind of talked about it on the Dawson Boyd News this morning, but, yeah, let's do that. If they do have a question, you can call us here at our Q92 studios in Madison. It's 598-7301. Dawson, you can call 769-2886, and that'll ring over here without being charged long distance, or you can email it to us at KLQPFM at farmerstel.net, just one L in tell, or you can even stop into our studios in person and drop something off. You know, a lot of times people, they'll drop samples off, you know, leaf samples or things for us to look at.
Yeah, we do that. You can drop that off the radio stations, or you can drop it off at, you know, Heather Nursery and Floral, and all through three locations there in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo. So be glad to answer people's questions, and that's what we're here for. So if you have questions, and there's no such thing as a dumb question, and if you have that question, I'll bet you a lot of other people have a similar question, so don't be afraid to ask it.
Well, what's the most common asked question right now, Dwayne, that people are stopping in and asking?
Well, what should I get Mom for Mother's Day?
Oh, that's right, Mother's Day on Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we do a lot of floral arrangements. You know, we call it Heather Floral when we're dealing with flowers. So we have a lot of, you know, fresh cut flowers. You know, Betty over in our Dawson store does a great job with designs, and we got Nancy and Dee Dee and Madison that do a lot of great floral bouquets. So if you're looking for a floral bouquet, sure can come in or give us a call and look at that. So that's one good suggestion.
And if they want to send it out of state, or if their mom lives ways away, what do they do now?
It should be done really quick.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
It's Thursday already, and Mother's Day is Sunday, and some, you know, floral shops don't deliver on Sunday, so we have to get it out for Saturday. So if you do want to send Mom, you know, when she's a ways away, we are both FTD and Telefloral. Those are floral services that we are connected with, and then we can send it out that way. So we can do that for them, or, you know, if your mom's local here, or if you're far away and mom's here at home, then give one of our shops a call, and we can deliver. We do a lot of delivering of flowers for Mother's Day. Another great suggestion is our greenhouses are absolutely full of a lot of beautiful flowers. We do a lot of combo hanging baskets. That would be a great suggestion, or a flowering pot would be another one that Mom might like.
Okay, and you've got quite a selection of hanging baskets and all price ranges, too.
You bet. We have a lot of different flowers, and they sure look nice this year, so that'd be a great selection. And again, our greenhouses are absolutely full with flowers for Mom, or also starting with your planting at home.
Yeah, and, you know, we want to forewarn people that the last average frost-out date in our particular area is May 15th. So you don't want to, I always tell people, what Dwayne tells me is don't rush the season. So you got to be careful.
Sometimes we plant too early, and even if, you know, even if it doesn't freeze and it's still cold, a lot of those plants, you know, don't really get going until it does warm up.
Well, there's still frost in the ground.
Yeah. You know, and some plants, you know, if you're planting onions or cabbage or Brussels sprouts or something like that, they'll take, you know, cooler weather. But, you know, like tomatoes, begonias, like warm weather, so don't plant those yet. And if you do get plants, you know, buy them, and we, you know, we put them in a box or whatever, and you take them home and set that box of flowers or vegetables outside for a day or two, blows in the wind a little bit, and that kind of hardens them off, and so it isn't such a big shock when you take them home and put them right in the garden.
Yeah, it was 39 degrees this morning when I got up. But it looks like
a new plant. What?
I was going to say it, but it looks like back in the 80s by Monday.
Yeah, so it's planting time. We talked a lot about garden stuff. We have a lot of newer varieties of flowers. There's a new petunia out called Pink Sky, which is a dark rosy pink, and it has white, like stars, white blotches throughout the plant, and that one's really cool. Last year they had Night Sky. It's kind of a purple one with white patches in the flower, so, and they're very hardy.
Are those wave types or regular types?
Well, they're a wave type, okay? It's not a wave. Wave is somebody's specific variety, okay? But it's in that spreading type petunia.
So it'd be good for a hanging basket.
You can use it for a hanging basket or, you know,
or container.
A larger petunia, a container, or, you know, plant it in your flower beds. So that's a new one. Another one that's kind of taken over the geranium market is called Calliope. We have Calliope Dark Red. Calliope geranium is kind of a cross between a zonal or a regular geranium, upright geranium, and a hanging geranium. And ivy geranium. So if you cross those, so it's kind of hanging, kind of upright. So, and the color is really unique because over the many years, you know, from Memorial Day, everybody wants a dark red geranium, and we finally got it. It's really dark red.
Say, I was going to ask you something I've noticed in some of our flower beds. Looks like some perennials are not coming back this year. Is that because we had all those cold temperatures with the lack of snow cover?
Exactly. when there's a winter that's open like we did have, and it gets hot, cold, hot, it forces the perennials up out of the ground a little bit and exposes the roots a little bit, and that kind of does them off.
So people should be, you know, paying attention to that. But how long do you want to wait before, I mean, is there any way you can tell if they're completely dead, or do you want to be patient
You definitely want to be patient. Yeah, you remember we're, you know, later in the season, you know, kind of having a late spring here. Some don't even come up in June. So, like the hibiscus, we have a hibiscus plant, outdoor hardy hibiscus. Don't even think about it probably being up yet. So,
here's,
you know, some of the diehard one, you know, like the hostas, they should be coming up.
Okay, here's a question. Hydrangea, should they be cut all the way back to the ground, or what?
Depends on what kind of hydrangea you have, okay? If you have the old-fashioned one, the white snowball, they used to call them, you have a big white snowball ones, those go all the way to the ground because they start from the ground up. Some of these newer variety ones, you know, like there's strawberry vanilla, and
that one's a beautiful one. I got one of those from you.
Yeah. If you don't have that, plant, you should definitely have that. Those are more woody plants, okay, so they'll grow on old wood, so you don't want to cut that to the ground. But if you have the old-fashioned snowball one with the big white flowers, that goes all the way to the ground and let it come up. And if you have that, you should get that done soon, because it's a lot harder, it's a lot easier to get it done before that new growth happens than afterwards.
Well, I was going to ask you, too, then, what about on clematis, then?
Well, you see, there's three different types of clematis,
too. Oh, there again, it depends on, huh?
Depends on what, but the ones that we have the most of here, okay, those are what you do is cut to the ground, and they'll come up from the ground. I have one here that we just kind of trim back, and it will grow off the old stems, so... But usually, because it's all stemmy and it's hard to clean up, you usually cut them to the ground and let them start over.
Okay, yeah. Always got to make life complicated, don't you, Dwayne?
Well, that's why that keeps me in business, Terry. So you have to ask questions so we can, so I have something to help you with.
Okay, and what about lawns right now? I know people got a late start on raking. You didn't want to start raking too early because the lawn is soft and you can create problems. But I noticed dandelions are blooming already, and it's going to be a while before the crabgrass comes. But what should they be doing out in the lawns right now?
Well, definitely first thing you need to do is clean them up. And I don't know if that means from, mowing it first, and clean that up, or get the big sticks out of there. We had a lot of wind this past winter, get the sticks out of there, rake it up, mow it. You can maybe mow it a little shorter, so you get all the kind of the dead stuff out of there. If you have a lot of thatch, they call it, dead grass in there, you could dethatch it. Or if you have really compacted soil, you aerate it, which means pulling a plug out of there and you get more oxygen down to the the roots. But first of all, get it cleaned up, and then you should get good fertilizer on there. And we have the Eco Elements fertilizer, the Earth Elements fertilizer, it strongly suggests that. And the lawn fertilizer of that does have crabgrass preventer in it. If you put a crabgrass preventer down, you can't put grass seed down, because you're just wasting your money. The grass seed won't grow. Okay? So usually we do clean it up and get your fertilizer and crabgrass preventer on there. If you have dandelions, then we usually spray, which is Trimet, or we have another one called, it's a little stronger for some of those hard-to-kill weeds, Weed No More, and we can help you out with all those products. We have them at Heather Nursery Forum.
Okay, do you still offer a spraying service, Dwayne?
I used to personally spray. I don't do that anymore, but we're connected with Matt Gilbertson, and we can connect you with somebody if you need a lawn care service.
Okay. So they can talk to you either way, so you can set it up for them and stuff. Okay.
Yep.
But it's fun to finally get out and do some yard work, get into the garden, and I know a lot of people didn't get their potatoes planted on Good Friday, and Betty gave me a new variety out there, a red potato, that it's red through and through.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. We have red one, we have a blue one, we still have the old standard varieties, too, The Viking's always good, Yukon Gold, Pontiacs, Norlands. We have a good variety of potatoes left, and it's time to get that garden worked up. And if you haven't tilled your garden yet, make sure you put Eco Elements fertilizer in there and till that into the ground, and you'll have a great garden this year. And we have onion plants and greenhouse full of, starter vegetables, so check us out.
Yeah, and we're out of time already, but don't forget Mom.
Well, I'd like to wish before we go, Happy Mother's Day to everybody. And if we can help you out with flowers or a hanging basket, stop at Heather Nursery and Forum.
Okay, that sounds good, and we'll talk to you next Thursday, Dwayne.
You bet.
Okay.
Everybody have a great week.
Yeah, you too.